Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit. Maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. Come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode. Related to this podcast, I know you were at the time when we recorded, you were kind of doing the rounds of different podcasts. Was there anything that stood out about our conversation that you felt differently after recording this one? Or was it just like all the same? Because I know we've had conversations back and forth, and I'm just curious how this one differs in your experience.
I think your podcast is just different, and it's because you are different.
Thank you.
I think it's so much more about your story and its impact and its relatability and sharing and amplifying those stories of others for purpose, right? Like versus being brought on to do self-promotion. And as a PR person, PR people are like terrible at self-promotion. Because our entire jobs have been about promoting others. So it's like kind of an uncomfortable place for a lot of people to be, because you're like, I still don't love talking about myself. But what I do love talking about is the work that I do and the people that I get to work with and the impact that I make. So I think I felt very seen and heard and like valued on your podcast. So thank you for that, because I think that's important.
Thank you for the kind words. And I put you on the spot so that you would say nice things so that I have it recorded, so that if I needed to play it back. No, I agree. And sometimes I have these interactions with publicists that are pitching their clients or whatever. And everyone's pitch, not everyone, but a lot of the pitches are, you know, here's my client, here's their one sheet, here are the bullet points that they can sell to your audience. And I'm just like, no, like that's not what I want. I really do want these to feel like two people sitting down having a conversation that I wish I could overhear everyone having. And it just happens to be recorded. And then, like you said, the right person is hearing it at the time that they need to hear it, you know? And so that's what drives me. And I know it's not for everyone, and I know that's okay. And it doesn't need to be for everyone. And that's why when I get like intimidated sometimes by guests, like, you know, that have had a lot of success in places that I haven't. And I'm like, why me? You know, but so thank you for just being willing to just be on this podcast that's not like the other ones and not prescriptive and in that way.
I think too, we always forget that someone's success doesn't mean that it's going to take away from yours. We live in this like idea that maybe it's the week that we're in right now. I mean, again, the world just feels nuts, but I feel like I have so much angst and like just anger around social media and its need an algorithm to like push people to make a statement on something or to post something or to feel not worthy enough because their opinion didn't matter or because it wasn't agreed upon. And I think about that a lot, that my success doesn't make a difference of anybody else's, right? It's just kind of like, it is what, and it's also like, I'm the judge of it. So it's like, if I feel successful, if I feel fulfilled, if I feel like I'm making a difference, I guess that's where I need to sit. But that's a human practice. Like, we have to like practice that because we've been conditioned to do the opposite.
I'm learning a lot of what I was conditioned to do and feel and grow through, you know, my journey as I have these conversations like, oh yeah, that's why I feel the way that I do. And, you know, after 40 plus years, it's a lot harder to break those immediately, but I do. I have people on here. I'm like, why me? But it's wonderful. And I love this.